Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 23rd. Colleges across America are grappling with tense pro-Palestinian protests. The demonstrations started at Columbia University last week, and the campus has seen outrage over students being arrested for protesting, while also dealing with threats and harassment towards Jewish students. People at Yale and NYU staged protests in solidarity with the students who'd been detained, which led to students and faculty being arrested there too. NYU says it asked the NYPD to get involved last night after intimidating chants and several anti-Semitic incidents were reported. One Jewish student from Columbia said they've left campus because they're too frightened to celebrate Passover there. New York Mayor Eric Adams condemned hateful speech, but said unless it's used to threaten someone, it's not illegal.
There is no place for hate in this city. I don't care if it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, anti-Sikhism, and I won't be the mayor who you have to take off your hijab, your yarmulke, or your turban when you enter a place of higher education or use our transportation system or walk our streets.
More bodies have been found today in a mass grave inside a hospital complex in southern Gaza. Local officials say 35 bodies have been recovered, taking the total to 310 found since yesterday. The mass grave was unearthed after Israeli forces withdrew from the neighborhood earlier this month, but CNN can't verify exactly how the people died. Israel's military says claims that it buried bodies are, quote, baseless and unfounded, and said forces examined corpses buried by Palestinians while looking for hostages before returning them. It comes just as the US State Department released its annual report on human rights, which notes allegations of war crimes by both Israel and Hamas, as well as other militant groups. While the report doesn't represent the view of the US government, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they are looking into its findings.
We apply the same standard to everyone, and that doesn't change whether the country in question is an adversary, a competitor, a friend, or an ally.
Donald Trump is in court again today as his hush money trial continues in New York. But before it gets back underway, the former president will face a hearing to decide if he violated the judge's gag order, possibly as many as 10 times. And he may have done it again yesterday after court adjourned. Listen to what Trump said about the star witness of this trial, his former attorney, Michael Cohen.
I got caught lying in the last trial. So he got caught lying, pure lying.
Cohen responded on Twitter, saying that Trump's attacks, quote, stink of desperation. Prosecutors are calling for a $1,000 fine for each violation and warn of potential jail time if Trump breaks the gag order again. It's primary day in Pennsylvania. We asked CNN's Jeff Zeleny to give us a breakdown of what to watch out for.
Hey, Joe, we're keeping our eye on a few Pennsylvania primary races today. In Pittsburgh, Congresswoman Summer Lee has a challenge to her left. In the suburbs of Philadelphia, Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick has a challenge on his right. Those two races, as well as a handful of other House contests, will be critical to which party wins control of Congress come November.
Coming up, after months of silence, a distant space probe is once again communicating with the Earth. For the first time in 5 months, NASA engineers have heard back from humanity's most distant spacecraft in the cosmos, Voyager 1. The 46-year-old exploring probe has shown multiple quirks and signs of aging in recent years, and has been experiencing a communication glitch since November. But scientists decoded a signal revealing a corrupted memory chip as the cause of the glitch, and they found a workaround to get the spacecraft to transmit readable engineering data once again. The probe was launched in 1977 and was only designed to last 5 years, but it's now more than 12 billion miles from Earth in uncharted cosmic territory along the outer reaches of the solar system. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.